Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And a very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zach the Rascal Mir. I nearly forgot my name. Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is the 17th of September. We are here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sports live from the heart of London. The purpose is to make you money through thought-provoking ideas, and we have plenty of them. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading, but of course, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. On the guest list today, we have Louise Cooper, Angus Campbell, Sarah Vincent, Charlie Gibson, Maria Sara, Nigel Seeley, Ed Pownall, Ron the Chopper Harris, Peter Reed, or maybe just Chopper, Peter Reed and Anna Williamson. With me to open the show, we have Louise Cooper from Cooper City.
Indeed.
The founder, the head honcho. Just everything about Cooper City. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome return.
Going on, yeah.
Yes. Quiet day?
Well, there's quite a few bits and pieces going on. I mean, clearly the most important one is the Federal Open Market Committee. We find out at 7 o'clock UK time tonight what their decision is. But more importantly, it's the press conference afterwards where Janet Yellen comes out and tells everybody what she thinks. And we all look through the exact words she used to give us an indication of what the Fed will do next, because, of course, it's winding back QE.
Right, and is there going to be more dithering, or is it we're not in the Goldilocks scenario for getting rid of QE? What's the situation at the moment?
Well, as you know, it's been ratcheting down about $10 billion a month. Recent data has shown the economy strengthening in the States, and if you look at the 10-year bond yield, that's also risen from just above 1.8% to over 2%. So that's reacting to this stronger economic data, suggesting potentially rates may rise. The two key words in all of this, it's very funny, is considerable time. So this is the words she used between the end of QE entirely and the beginning of rate rises. You call it considerable time. And now everybody's focusing on what's she going to say between the time period at the end of QE, which we pretty much know, and the beginning of the first rate rise we've had in many, many years. So that's kind of what the markets are focusing on, her exact words. I mean, you've been around long enough as well, Zach. You remember all the looking over and poring over Greenspan's words. Do you remember all of that?
Well, he was somebody worth poring over. I'm not quite sure the current people are quite so godlike. But maybe you become godlike in retrospect in these situations. But the situation as far as, just to finish on that point, I mean, could there be a long delay between the end of QE and rates going up?
It had been expected to be about 6 months. So the first rate rise in the US sometime next year, 2015. We had clearly the taper tantrum before. So the fears are, well, we may have that again. But sometime in 2015, the question is, how soon will that happen? And I mean, in my opinion, central bankers always react to data. Any decision has to be data dependent. They just dress it up into different phraseology. But we will see what she says about the first round.
Nobody would want to be committed to such a call. But is there a chance as soon as interest rates are confirmed as going up in the US, the market tanks?
I don't think so, no. Because actually, historically, equity markets can do well when rates go up, because the reason rates go up is the economy's strong. Historically, rate rises have not damaged equities. Have damaged the bond markets, but not equities. However, we're in a very different scenario here because we haven't seen the level of monetary stimulus that we have in the States probably ever before. And so that's what's making people fear. But one of the things I love is that when all the fear is priced in, the only way to go is up. And so everybody's worried about this first rate rise, which to me suggests the equity market can go through it without any problem. I like to be a contrarian.